You really have to do that. It's actually gonna say something. You done? Nope.
It's been such a long time since a nor'easter blew through your radio show.
Oh my god. I can't believe you're doing this. No, I'm not kidding. I'm supposed to be the one who annoys you, right?
That's what makes your show so fun.
You're giving me a headache.
Is that we're constantly challenging expectations.
What?
Who's the child here?
That depends on the view, Mom. Why are you doing this?
How's it going, Loretta?
Well, you know, I was going to say something serious. And
you
then,
were?
Yeah, and then you started blowing on the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
Let's switch gears again. Go ahead.
Okay. So for the past couple days, I've been listening to some new music. Sleeping with Sirens is a band that I heard about before.
Oh, yeah.
And so they've got some good songs that I've been listening to. Pierce the Veil.
How'd you hear about them?
My friend Kieran, who has actually been on the radio show via Skype and via here, I guess. She lives in India, and we are really good friends, so we Skype message. And
Kieran has been responsible for a lot of good music that you've caught on to also.
Yeah, we actually kind of show each other new stuff. Like, I liked this TV show Futurama for a while before I found out about Supernatural. Mm-hmm. And I was the one who showed that to her, so.
Futurama?
Yeah.
And what I find interesting is that you act as though you only watch one TV show at a time, which is kind of true.
Yeah, I really haven't watched a show other than Supernatural in a long time.
Like, I would say since, like, September, yeah. October.
I mean, sometimes I watch a couple episodes, but that's, like, the most I'll watch at a time because I just, that's how I am now.
Wait, you mean, but a couple of episodes, you mean of Supernatural?
No.
A Futurama?
Yeah, every once in a while I'll watch a different TV show, but you would be surprised how long it takes for me to get tired of a TV show. I would say maybe when I'm 40, I'll be onto a different TV show.
Okay, I know that's not actually true, but I also know that I'm not surprised by how long it takes you to get over a TV show. Because
yeah, I was watching Futurama for about 2 years.
Was it that long?
Yeah.
So that means
like
we've got
exclusively Futurama for about 2 years. And there weren't nearly as many episodes as there are in Supernatural. And I didn't like it nearly as much. So
that
I would say it's going to take a long time.
A minimum of 17 months.
Yeah.
Possibly 28, 30, 35 months before you're
200.
On
200. Just thinking out loud here. Okay, so
so tell them about the episode you were watching today.
Oh, there. Am I allowed to tell them about you what you were saying in the car? That kind of actually doesn't make me sound that bad.
Yeah.
Okay. She was. So, the main character always wears flannels and lots of layers
and jeans jackets. He's always got like bulky jeans jackets on.
He doesn't wear jeans jackets.
He does.
He wears
like
a leather jacket. Mom.
It's a leather jacket?
It's a leather jacket.
Feels like he wears jeans jackets.
Don't argue with me about Supernatural.
Good point.
But you never really, like, in this episode, it's like an alternate universe, and he's actually wearing, like, a cotton shirt and working in an office building.
He's so like a straight guy. He's like in the straight world. He's
in the normal
world. In the normal world. Yeah. Like the conventional.
So, Mom, do you want to say what you said before?
So Loretta's like, Mom, you got to watch the beginning of this episode. So I checked it out. And so Dean, instead of looking like super scruffy and
he's
like
not scruffy.
He is kind of scruffy. He's
not
like
scruffy.
Always wearing like scruffy clothes.
Clothes?
Yeah, he's not that scruffy. Sam's a little scruffy.
Sam, they're not scruffy. Their clothes are just old. They're not scruffy.
They're a little scruffy.
They're not scruffy. Don't say it. just don't say it.
They're just
Mom.
Just a little.
Do you want to say what you said before?
Okay, so yeah, no. Okay, so so Dean is like getting dressed for work and he puts on like a super kind of scary like hedge fund manager blue and white striped shirt with a pure white collar. And he looked so incredibly strange. But also the thing I noticed was...
He didn't look that weird. He looked like an office manager. He just looked normal, which is kind of what makes you think he looked so weird, right?
Yeah, it looked very un-Dean.
Yeah, it didn't look like Dean at all.
But I also noticed he looked kind of buff. Like, you could see his physique.
She was really thinking out loud about this one in the car.
You could see his physique and kind of a, like... kind of more easily than usual. What can I say? He's kind of buff. He's kind of buff.
Yeah, this is what she was talking about.
And Loretta's response to me was, Mom, there's like no supernatural fan on the planet who didn't know that.
That's not what I said.
What'd you say?
I said a version of that. You made it sound like I was like, Mom. Okay, never mind. Here's Bulletproof Love by Pierce the Veil. This was one of the songs Kieran just showed me, and I think it's really good song.
So. Great. I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
You've got good taste. I mean it. I'm
okay.
Can I compliment you once in a while?
I guess so. What just happened?
Good cueing.
I'm sorry. I have, like, an 8-year-old iPod. I can't control what it does. Got like its own separate brain. That's how they made things back then. I'm breathing you in with smoke in the backyard lines. We used to laugh until we choked into the wasted night. It was the best time of my life, but now I sleep alone. So don't wake me up, cause my
oh.
Bulletproof Love by Pierce the Veil.
They remind me of neon trees.
I didn't really think of neon trees. I don't know. Not a big fan of neon trees anymore. They're okay.
I still like those two or three songs.
Yeah, they had this one song of, what was it called? I'm having a mental block now. Lessons in Love. That one was really good.
I really liked the I liked them all.
You liked Everybody Talks and Animal.
That one was okay. I loved Animal.
Yeah. Animal was good. They're pretty good. I don't know. They're not the best band ever.
Well, no. They're not.
You're picturing Guided by Voices right now.
I was actually probably picturing the Beatles.
Oh. Oh my. Really? I thought it would be... Really?
You know, I think
she's making like a collage in her head.
I am.
Of like five different bands.
There's actually about 300 different bands crowding together in my mind. Plus Robin Hitchcock's head is really large in the middle.
Oh, naturally. I was kind of thinking Robin Hitchcock in the back of my head, but I was like, I'm not going to bring that up.
Yeah. Love him.
I never really liked Robin Hitchcock.
Most people don't. You know, this is something that I've come to terms with. Most people don't like him. Like, I've played him at the Spotty Dog a few times, and I'm like, I really kind of need to take this off because...
Nobody likes it.
It's just going to annoy everybody. He's got kind of a whiny, annoying voice.
Yeah.
But I love him.
The thing with you is that you don't mind when somebody has an annoying voice. I do. I cannot stand that.
The
voice is really important to me.
That last band, the voice was a little annoying. You didn't think that?
I don't think so.
The Neon Trees guy has an annoying voice. Got kind of a whiny voice.
I don't think that either.
Really?
Mm-mm.
What about the guy in Hot Shelly Ray? He's got an annoying voice.
Oh, yeah, he does. He definitely has an annoying voice.
Yeah. Got an annoying voice.
Yeah, definitely. Why isn't this working?
So, yeah, I don't have too much else to,
Yeah, I know. Just keep talking for a minute. I'm trying to get something up and the internet's being slow.
I was gonna tell people about my day today, which was that...
Oh, wait, never mind. Okay, so, you look really hurt.
I am.
Okay, keep talking.
I am.
This can wait.
Hey, why is this on its back?
Mom, just...
Okay, so yeah, so I was working today. I have a deadline, a little writing deadline, and I was sitting in my little front window at my little table working, and it was like 11 o'clock. And all of a sudden I see Loretta walking up the street. And
I think your first thought was, yeah, she's suspended.
I think, okay. My first thought was that I was seeing incorrectly. My second thought was that you'd either been kicked out of school or you had just gone truant.
Truant?
Truant.
I don't...
You were cutting. You just had skipped school. And then my third thought was she must have taken the bus home. And then that's when I finally realized that you had a half day of school, which I had completely forgotten. So I guess it was kind of good that I was just sitting at home. Are you playing a game now?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to, like, get... Okay, so I'm looking at reviews for Supernatural because I just had to share this on the show, okay? The iTunes reviews. Okay, so there is just this huge, gigantic bar Wait, no. I'm going to start with one star. There, like, just look at this. Try to... look at the review. Exactly.
Okay. Basically, like...
say one star first.
Okay. Well, you can't even, like, tell how many there are.
Yeah, there's, like... I saw on my computer, it there's tells like you exactly. There's
like 2,000 reviews overall.
Yeah.
And
all of them
and
are
like
five stars.
99.999% are five stars.
Yeah. It's like bars, fraction bars. And the entire bar for five stars is filled up. And like for four stars, maybe like a 30th. 50th of the thing
yeah,
is taken
tiny,
up.
Tiny, just tiny, tiny sliver.
Just a really tiny. It's like, that's like the size of a really tiny fingernail clipping. That's like how big it is. It's so small.
Yeah.
For three stars, it's even smaller. It's like, if you turn a piece of paper on its side, it's like that. For two stars, there's nothing. Yeah,
none.
There is literally yeah. none. You can't even see any. And for one star, it's like a tiny little piece of paper sliver again.
Why do you need a bad review? Let's hear what a bad review
is. I can't find one. I'm looking at all the reviews and I seriously cannot find one.
You'd have to sift through 1,926 good reviews to find the one bad review.
It's like I'm just looking through these. Best, I hope they make more seasons. Heart. So good. Super awesome. Love it. Little heart emojis. Best show ever. You can't even find a bad review of this show.
Can I say something here?
Yeah.
It is a really good show.
It is.
It is a really good show.
Once you start watching it, you cannot stop watching
it. It's like they can just put any idea onto Supernatural.
They really can.
And it's like a template for every single storyline in existence.
Once you're a fan, you won't even mind what happens because you are so far gone from any other TV show. Like, that's what happened to me. I can't even, like, I go to horror movies now, and I have no problem watching it, because I'm just sitting there the whole time, like, why aren't they burning the bones? Just burn the bones. Like, I can't even handle it. Why they're not doing it.
Just burn the bones.
Like, in Supernatural. I saw Mama. I was just sitting there clenching my fists, because, like, her boyfriend or something got put in a coma from this Mama person, and, like, they're just sitting there kind of freaking out about it. Don't just freak out. Get the salt. Get iron. Make a salt ring. Put your children
in it. Go Winchester
on
them.
Yeah, I just, it's too much.
Yeah, they're not passive, those two. They take control.
They're awesome.
All right, Loretta, play it. I think we're going to bore everybody to tears talking about Supernatural. We're better when we're bickering. You and I agreeing is not such good radio. You and I bickering makes good radio.
Can I just say, I showed my uncle this show, and the first thing he said was, I can't believe your parents are letting you watch this.
Oh, really?
Like, he watched the first three episodes, he thought they were extremely gruesome.
It is gruesome.
It's not that gruesome.
It's really gruesome.
The first three episodes aren't that
gruesome. There's just blood everywhere
yeah,
in that show all
the
time.
Not in the first three
then
episodes.
Then they're getting pummeled. You were showing me a show the other night.
But not in the first three episodes. Have you seen the first episode? It's not...
Yeah, I've seen the first episode. There's like people, bodies stuck to ceilings. They've been like pulverized and they're stuck to ceilings.
But it's
disgusting.
They haven't been pulverized. It's not that bad.
I forget what the deal is. They're like...
It was Azazel, though.
It's like they've been, like, run over by a bulldozer, and they're
it
peering
was not
out
that
from
bad.
This splatter
on a
ceiling.
It was not that bad.
It's pretty gross.
It was not that bad. Really. Oh, and
Nothing bothers you anymore.
No,
I,
it doesn't.
I used to
That's
try to
like...
protect you. I used to be like, oh, no, violent movie. Not for my daughter. Now I'm like,
yeah, whatever.
Who cares?
You can't gross me out anymore with stuff like that. See, blood and guts, now I can handle. My problem is vomit. I can't watch people vomiting on screen. That's just...
They don't do that in Supernatural.
That's
though.
Another great thing about it. No vomiting. Almost ever. I think there might have been like one time in 8 seasons.
They've got the formula down.
They've
Lots
really
of blood,
got it.
No vomiting.
Yeah.
You're going to go great with
There's
like...
There's barely ever even a girlfriend. It's so awesome.
Yeah, girlfriends just clutter up the joint,
They're
don't
so
they?
So terrible. I hate that. Like, they always have sucky girlfriends, too. Like, Sam with Amelia. Amelia was this horrible girlfriend that Sam had. Sam has really poor choice in girls. And, like, the first scene you see with Amelia is, like, Sam accidentally hit a dog with his car, and Amelia was the veterinarian, and he's, like, freaking out because the dog is bleeding and stuff, and it's really sad, and Amelia's just like, dude, stop, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, and she's, like, being all obnoxious about it, and it's like, how did it go from this to them going out? It really bothers me. It genuinely bothers me. I don't mind them that much anymore, because they broke up.
Subject change?
At least I don't have a clay head of Sam in my room.
That's what I'm going to give you for your birthday.
Don't.
It's like...
That... If it's like...
A bust of Dean.
No. Like, even if you did, it...
Like Roman Emperor style.
No, because that would just... The way they make it, it doesn't look like Elvis. And it wouldn't look like Dean. I can see you getting me that, and I can also just, like, see it not looking like Dean at all. It would kind of, like...
I really, really think we have to talk about something else.
It would have beady eyes that would stare into your soul.
Please, I'm speaking for...
And they would totally get
the dozen listeners we have out there.
It's so weird,
who
Mom.
Who really want us to change the subject.
The Elvis head. It's the Elvis head. That thing scared me so much.
Man, if you don't play a song, I'm whipping out my iPod. I'm going to play a song.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I'm going to play Fleetwood Mac if you don't play something.
I will wrestle that out of your hands.
I'm
going
to play some Robin Hitchcock.
I'm not kidding.
Torture your listeners.
Out of your hands. Okay, so here's scene 3, Stomach Tied in Knots by Sleeping with Sirens. Don't do that. Stop that.
My stomach's tied in knots. I'm afraid of what I find if you and I talk tonight. Ooh, ooh, see the problem isn't you, it's me, I know, I can tell, I've seen it time after time, and I'll push you away, I get so afraid, oh no, and I can't live without you now, oh, oh, I can't even live with myself, oh, 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 and I can't live without you now. But do you think we could start again? 'Cause I can't live without you. Oh, my stomach's tied in knots. I'm afraid of what I find if I see you with him tonight. Ooh, ooh, you see the problem isn't you. It's me, I know, I do this every single time. I'll push you away. Oh, I get so afraid. Oh, no, and I can't live without you now. Oh, oh, I can't even live with myself. Oh, 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 I can't live without you now. To blame, but do you think we could start again? I only have myself to blame, but do you think we could start again? I only have myself to blame, but do you think we could start again? You now, oh, oh.
stomach-tied knots, or scene 3, stomach-tied knots by Sleeping with Sirens.
Good song.
Yeah.
Liked it.
Angela, if you are listening, you can call in right now.
Angela, if you're listening, you better call in soon because
yeah,
we're going to be
got
off the
5 minutes
in 5
left,
minutes.
So.
Yeah. Hey, so while we're waiting for Angela to call, tell us about your plans this week, Loretta.
I have plans this week.
You do.
Wait, give me a minute. Yeah, I don't know.
Airplane.
Florida, yeah, right. I'm going to Florida on Thursday.
That's right. Yeah. What are you going to do? Oh, hey.
That must be her. Should I do the thingy?
Yeah.
I will try to do this on my own this time. And should I? Mom, is it?
I can't tell. Is this Angela?
I.
Okay, great. Hold on, okay. Where's the hold button, Loretta?
I got it.
Is she on hold? Where's the hold button?
I don't know.
Look. Help me find it.
You think I know this?
Look at the phone.
What?
Help me find the hold button. Hold.
Okay. Did we do it?
Yeah.
I did. I did the thing. Angela?
Hello.
Hey, we can hear you.
Oh, hi.
Hey, you're on the radio. Do you have anything to say?
No, not really.
Thanks for calling, though.
Oh, that's right.
Angela, where are you calling from?
Just going to turn this down a little bit. Angela?
Yeah?
A town is fine. We don't need a specific address.
Yeah, you don't have to give us your street address or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking. Okay. I'm at the Farley's house.
She's at the Farley's house? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Tell them I said hi.
Too bad you can't get Mr. Farley on.
Oh, yeah.
He's Loretta's principal.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
He's pretty hilarious.
He's awesome.
Have you invited him on the show? I was directing that to Loretta, Angela.
Oh.
You don't have to answer.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't think he's home right now.
He's probably busy, like, running the school.
Yeah, stuff like that, you know.
So, Angela, what else have you been doing on your half day here?
Really nothing, honestly. They give us way too much homework on half days.
They totally do. Like, that whole science packet we got today, that was, like, we got, like, a 3-page science packet in for to do for one night.
Extra credit.
Wait, that was for extra credit? Angela?
Yeah, so it's really just messed up.
Oh.
Wait.
I thought that was...
So she doesn't have to do it?
Wait. I'm not sure, honestly.
Yeah, Mr. Fieldman will probably yell at me if I don't anyway, so, you know.
Yeah.
And then we have, like, a Spanish packet or something. I hate Spanish.
Why? Yeah. Why do you hate Spanish?
I'm not good at it, and...
Exactly.
I'm not good at it, and it's just... It's... No. No.
Nobody's good at Spanish in our class.
There's a couple people who are really good. Like, Jess is really good at Spanish.
Yeah, so is Tanner and CJ.
Yeah. I'm really jealous of those people, because I'm just sitting there, like... Sometimes people who speak a little bit of Spanish will say, oh, you're learning Spanish, say something. And I'm just like, me gusta nadar, which is, I like to swim, which is the level I'm at after, you know, weeks of Spanish, which is extremely unimpressive.
Actually, months.
Yeah, months of Spanish, and I'm, you know, I mean, I can put sentences together, it's just difficult to think of one on the spot, so.
Yeah.
Girls, Loretta,
gotta go.
Yeah, you guys gotta go.
All right, thanks for calling, Angela.
Afternoon show from Catskill.
Goodbye. See you next week, everybody.
Loretta, can you play a song and get us out of here?
I'm trying, but you know. Okay, I'm doing my best.
Well, you could just say goodbye.
Oh, okay. There's a song that's, you know, something.
Money, brought my dear wife over. Now